Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, after the Ponca tribe has gotten approval for a new casino, that could mean lots of money pouring into Lake Carter Lake. This comes after nearly a decade of appeals, legal reviews. The tribe plans to build a casino on 5 acres of land it owns there at Carter Lake. The tribe chairman says that the 1,800 square foot casino will have roughly 2,000 slot machines, 50 game tables, and a 150-room hotel.
All right, so it's another place to visit. When you get out of the airport, just hop on over.
The three casinos in Council Bluffs generated $416 million last year alone.
Wow.
Well, we need it.
Could be right here in our backyard. And more women coming forward with accusations against Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. Women have been named, claim that Moore grabbed her rear end during a meeting with him in 1991 when she was 28 years old. Another woman said that she was asked out by Moore when she was a 17-year-old hostess at Red Lobster. There are more calls from the Republican Party's higher-ups for Moore to step out of the race.
And his attorney got up there yesterday and tried to do this Hail Mary pass that one of the allegations is false because they want to get a handwriting expert.
Oh, really?
But it seems, I don't know, what are they trying to do, stall?
It seems like it's stall until after the whole deal's done. So he grabbed her rear end?
Yeah, there's one woman who's claiming that he grabbed her rear end, and then I guess another one where she's like, I was 17 and working at Red Lobster, and he asked me out. Just like, okay. Just it's weird. This is compounding. There are like five women that have come forward. Moore just seem to keep coming forward with varying degrees of interaction with Mr. Moore. And President Donald Trump held a news conference yesterday to discuss his recent trip to Asia. But what really was getting people's attention was the dramatic way that he paused for a water break. Trump opened a bottle of Fiji water and used both hands to hold it to drink from it twice. Viewers were quick to compare Trump's awkward moment to that time that Senator Marco Rubio paused in the middle of the national address to reach for a water bottle. And I guess many of them also pointed out that Trump has repeatedly mocked Rubio for the now viral moment. So it's like, well.
And he went for the water and he couldn't find it.
Yeah, he didn't find it. Everyone's kind of like on a spin too, going,
there's no water. He reached for it and then he was like, there's no water. Okay. And went back into his deal, and then you hear like, sir, it's under the table. And then he went and found it.
He drinks from, what kind of water is it? The Fiji water?
It was a Fiji water bottle. I'm sure Fiji's like, yay! It's all over every newscast, everywhere. Charles Manson is in grave condition in a California hospital. The mass murderer and cult leader was brought to a hospital 3 days ago, and they say that the 83-year-old is close to death. Manson is serving a life sentence for ordering the brutal killings of 7 people. He and several of his followers originally were sentenced to death, but then the sentences were commuted to life when California briefly outlawed the death penalty in 1972. And Russia has been very busy. It came out yesterday that Russian bots reportedly used social media to interfere in last year's Brexit vote. Last year, the United Kingdom voted to leave the EU, and it shocked pretty much everyone. Now it looks like Russia may have had a hand in things. Twitter, possibly Facebook, in hopes of swaying voters to leave the EU.
So, election. You don't know what effect it had, but they certainly tried to affect it.
Yeah.
And they're probably doing it all over the place.
You just don't know it yet.
So I guess according to the Times of London, Russian Twitter accounts went hyperactive ahead of the Brexit referendum, and it was urging people to leave the EU, which would be, you know, great because it would, you know, cripple the EU, which is neighbors to Russia, and make it, you know, more of an unsteady global economy. So they're still looking into it. But, you know, obviously Brexit was in the days leading up to the 2016 vote that they noticed that Russia was hacking
it things. It was the year of fake news, wouldn't it be?
Yes.
I mean, it's a term people throw around, fake news.
They have been busy, busy.
Yeah, 2016 was very, very interesting for where people were getting their news and how people were meddling in it. Russia might also not be eligible to compete in the Winter Olympics in February, and it could be because of doping. Once again, the World Anti-Doping Agency says that Russia is still non-compliant with its code. They met in Seoul, South Korea, and approved the non-compliant recommendation. So Russia's anti-doping agency was suspended in 2015 when evidence was found of state-sponsored doping. The International Olympic Committee is going to decide on whether or not Russia can participate in the upcoming Winter Games in their December meeting.
Really? Who's going to the Winter Games?
Nobody.
I mean, I feel sorry for these curlers over at... Exarban, you know, there's great people competing. I'm like, who's going to be in the stands in South Korea? I mean, everybody's afraid of a war.
Yeah, it's dicey.
It's an expensive ticket, even if it were like the most paradise world, you know, country in the world. Yeah, even without the problems, it would still be like, wow, you're going to the Olympics? That's halfway around the world.
All these people have family, you know, I'm sure it's a big moment for them. Yeah, it sucks. So doping, huh?
Yep, that's
illegal.
Russia once again. Creighton men's basketball took down number 20 Northwestern at Northwestern's house. This was Wednesday night, so Creighton will next play UCLA Monday night in Kansas City. It's the Hall of Fame Classic.
And UCLA's ranked 23.
Okay.
So they just knocked down the 20th team, and then now all eyes are on UCLA. Like, what's great for recruiting is hopefully Creighton can play a great game and definitely, hopefully, beat UCLA Monday. Yeah. But everyone's going to be watching because this is after the three kids just came back.
Yeah,
the star freshman from China.
Ball.
Nationally ranked if they could go back to back.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here. But everyone's going to be watching to see what happens. My Lord.
And UNO's men's soccer team is going to be meeting the nation's top scoring team tonight, 6 o'clock, IFU Soccer Stadium in Miami. The winner advances to the second round to face Duke Sunday in Durham. So good luck.
So where is that on TV? Where are people meeting to watch the game?
God, that's a good question. I couldn't tell you. I mean, it's a big deal for UNO. This is the first time they have made it. I hope it's on television somewhere.
Have it probably on the Bird in a bar.
Okay. Right.
But I mean, I don't know if you're going to find that on ESPN. So somebody call in,
if you know,
Mav fans and find out, you know, I'm sure Exarban area, probably Dudley's or
we'll have
if it's Pauly's or a bar or whoever's going to throw it up.
We used to
have to go to DJs when the hockey team would make the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those early, you know.
Because the only way you would get the game.
Right.
If you guys have a watching party, definitely let everyone know. This is a big deal.
Trying to comb through the paper, but they're not putting any broadcasting information. So it's just the information about the game, but we'll keep you. So Florida International, that's going to be the big one for men's UNO men's soccer. 500-year-old Leonardo da Vinci painting is drawing a fortune at the auction block, $450 million. Private buyer, stayed anonymous. It's just an art collector. Who knows?
$450 million. Someone has that dough.
Mm-hmm. For one painting. I mean,
well, what's a better
God.
Conversation piece on your wall of your man cave? A autographed O.J. Simpson jersey or your Leo da Vinci that was commissioned by Francis King Louis XII more than 500 years ago?
Holy smokes. And it's in awesome condition. Where did they find it?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, how does it get just lost in the shuffle?
They thought it was lost. Remember, the art changed hands during World War II.
Yep.
In 2005, an art dealer purchased it at an estate sale in the United States, had it restored and authenticated, and then I guess they didn't realize what they had until recently.
So it's called Salvatore Mundi.
Salvatore
Mundi. And I guess... It's determined to be one of only 15 known paintings that Leonardo da Vinci did as an artist. So that was the deal. The previous shatter, like the previous high price of a painting was Picasso's Women of Algiers, and that went for $179 million just 2 years ago. So think about that. $179 million 2 years ago was like, oh my gosh, and this went for $450 million.
They're saying what's neat is that most people back then when they would paint Jesus Christ or anyone religious, they always put a halo behind their head.
Yeah.
And that Da Vinci's just such a creative, they're like, he just painted him like a man.
Okay.
The realism, the different strokes were all kind of groundbreaking, and you can see it in this painting.
So it's a tough call, but based on science, there appears to be a clear winner when asked which is worse for your health, marijuana or alcohol. Basically, what they did is they combed through a bunch of studies and found out that when it comes to addiction and death attributed to whichever substance, marijuana is the clear winner at being the healthier choice. They're saying 30,000 Americans died from alcohol-induced causes in 2014, where zero documented deaths were from marijuana use alone.
That's and what marijuana, they always say. That's always the fight, you know.
Right.
But, yeah.
Who do you know that's addicted to marijuana? It may be harder on your heart, though, marijuana. Moderate drink, yeah, they say unlike alcohol, which slows down your heart rate, marijuana speeds it up. So it could have negative short-term effects on
the
cardiovascular.
Yeah, but alcohol is really hard on your heart.
Yeah. It's a depressant. It just slows it down.
So I guess if you have a choice between a toke or basically taking a drink, weed is by science considered the healthier alternative.
Maybe it'll go the other way. Maybe we'll ban alcohol someday. Remember, we did it once before. Mm-hmm. We had prohibition. People are now legalizing weed.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Maybe they'll ban booze.
I think people would freak out, don't you? I mean, I would absolutely go nuts if they suddenly were like, no more booze at the store.
You'd find a way, right?
Bathtub,
you'd be making it.
Bathtub Chardonnay.
Aren't we like the most addicted nation? It's like, why is the greatest country in the world? Why are we so medically? Why are we so blot? What are we blotting out?
Oh, probably everything.
With booze and drugs.
It's funny because they came out with the world's top, what was it? The top 20 happiest cities in the world. You'd be surprised. I was surprised. There wasn't even one city in the United States that was happy on this list. I'm like, not even one? How sad.
Pour yourself another glass.
Yeah.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. What can we do for you?
Well, I just heard you guys talking about the UNO men's soccer playing Florida International tonight, and there's a watch party at Exarban Cinema tonight.
Okay.
All right.
In the theater. All right.
Yes, in the theater.
Oh, very cool.
O'clock.
Are you're obviously a fan, right? You know anybody on the team, or?
Oh, yeah. I actually work for UNO, so I'm a big fan of the Mavs.
I didn't catch that. What?
She works for UNO?
Okay.
Yep, I work for UNO, so I said I'm a big fan of the Mavericks.
Okay. All right, go Mavs. We're hoping that they advance on after
That's a pretty
tonight,
big deal to make the NCAA soccer tournament, first time ever.
Yeah.
So if they can get past this Florida International, who do they draw? Is it Duke?
Duke. I believe it's Duke.
Yeah, North Carolina. That'll be the next up.
It's North Carolina?
No, I said Duke in North Carolina.
Like okay.
It's like in home country for Duke.
Bring us home a national championship. We haven't had one
of
those for a little while. Hasn't it been a little bit? I guess volleyball was the last one that we had. So.
You mean just in the state of Nebraska? Yeah.
So, hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right.
You can go over to Pauly's or Dudley's after and have a beer with the shuffleboard fans.
No.
The curling fans.
Curling.
Oh, yeah.
Not jumping.
You know, commiserate. Our sport's not on TV either.
Channel. 94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Boy, I had a moment yesterday. I thought of you, Jeff. I wish there were some type of life lessons taught in school these days. The youngest had some issues yesterday with social media. We all know how we felt when someone unfriends you and stuff like that. Well, that's what he kind of went through yesterday. And it wasn't the end of the world. It was just a lot of heartbreak, you know. And I had to do the advice of, well, you know what? They will come back and try to friend you and then refriend you, better yet. And then you get to have the ball in your court. so you can accept them back or not. I mean, that's a tough deal.
That is.
You know, when someone is young and gets unfriended in their social media deal, you know, I don't know. Is it, I mean, how do you handle that?
I mean, it was a girlfriend or a buddy or
A click. We'll say that. You know, it's high school. I mean,
so that's like you're out of the crew type of thing?
I don't know if it's out of the crew. I didn't really get too many details. It's just, you know, it's just really is like a bummer to see, you know, him go through that. For the first time, but yeah, because he's young. He's 14 years old, you know. But and I remember being unfriended by people. I mean, even to this day, and I told him it still, you know, it still sucks. You know, you don't know why. All of a sudden, that person's just not there. Did you do something wrong? All these things going through your head. I'm just like, Jesus, sucks.
So did it? Did this start with like stuff already bubbling at school? You know what I mean?
I mean, kids being kids, you know, they're just mean to each other. You know.
Because that's always what I wonder, like, when the social media, like, is it total, like, faker, jaker, phony baloney? Like, they're like, hey, friend, to your face. But then the minute they get home, they're like, unfriend.
Well, so much is now done not face-to-face that, you know, people, it's easier for people to do these things when they don't have to look at you. And there's so many avenues of social media. I mean, all the different platforms, they pick on each other while they're gaming.
It's nonstop.
You know, I mean, you're constantly dialed
oh, really?
In. If they're not texting, they're on headsets playing Call of Duty.
Yeah. So a lot of feelings get hurt faster.
Lots of digital clicks. Not so much, you know, the actual physical click on the playground where they're over there in the corner.
Yeah.
And you're not invited. It's a lot of digital clicks.
Yeah. How long
Lots
has
of FOMO.
He...
Think how much FOMO you feel now since so much is out there.
Be the worst.
Oh,
you know, like
the
when
fear.
We pre all of this, you might be alone thinking the FOMO was you knew where it was at. Everybody's at that place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Physically.
But
now everyone's on some social platform, but you don't know who's stitched together, who's talking right now.
You're missing out on it.
Intense FOMO.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long has he been on social media?
Well,
he's still kind of young.
Yeah, it's young. There's that thing going on right now. I don't know. It's Snapchat. There's no Facebook. There's nothing like that. I mean, there's so many different things, man. There's Instagram. There's Snapchat. There's all these different medias that I mean, I'm sure there's some I never even heard of that these kids are using. You know, I just don't know.
Because how old is he?
Yeah, I said he's 14.
14. Okay, I just was resetting. So 14. I mean, that seems like he would have been. I mean, he's still like a newbie with all this stuff. That's like. Shark infested waters, I feel like, even if you're not a teenager.
I don't know if 14 is new. You'll see real fast. How old is Declan?
7.
Yeah. See, there's this thing going on right now that people are trying to do this, I don't know what you call it, but it's this whole thing. They want people to wait until they're in 8th grade before they give them cell phones and social media access and stuff like that. I guess to prevent all these kind of different things. So, I mean, you'll see real fast. I mean, these kids find ways. I mean, we of course, allow him to do whatever, Snapchat and all that stuff. But it just sucks still. You know, there's still all these different things you gotta deal with, especially when you're, I don't know, just so young. I mean, everyone wants to be liked. And I don't think that's the case. It's just one of those scenarios where, I mean, I still don't know. It's just, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, who cares? I unfriend people every day.
Well,
you know,
I don't what lesson to teach.
I don't know.
You know, you know, you're not as you don't have to have all the answers.
No,
maybe
no,
the
I know.
The best thing to do is to be like, hey, buddy, you know, we love you. You're a good kid.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the crap that happens out there. It's on the internet. It's not
real.
It's not real. And so, I mean,
that's the hardest.
You know,
part,
maybe
man.
That to try and teach these kids is to be work on their in-person social skills to be like, hey. Do you want to try and figure out what caused the riff and how to repair it?
Yeah.
I mean, you could go to these people face to face and say, hey, I noticed we're not
friends
online
anymore. Yeah, that's one way of doing it.
Is there an issue?
Yeah.
I mean, think how good that would be as a generation of kids that go look other people in the eye.
And the other kids are like, wait, what?
Well, because it's a whole generation of eyes to shoes.
Like, what are you looking at?
Go to school the next day and yell across the
hey,
playground.
Fred!
Why aren't we friends online anymore, you phony?
He's like, oh my God, he actually spoke in real life. IRL.
He was talk texting me today. Did you hear Trevor talk texting? Like, we was like verbalizing words and it wasn't even a snap.
It was just like being in class. They expect you to talk.
Yeah, it was, I mean, like I said, all I said to him, I was like, "That this is what's going to happen. It's going to turn around, and if it bothers you or whatever, they've already done what they've done. You know, it bothers you, whatever the case is, but think that the fact that what's going to happen is they're going to turn around and request friendship again. And then you get to decide who is in your circle. Trust me.
Now, please tell me.
It will happen. So.
That this conversation took place in a hot tub.
Son, jump in the hot tub. Let's have a good soak on this.
Words were expressed across the bubbling cauldron.
Gloop, 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 gloop.
Or at least that you hot tubbed after, that you should have said, "Hey, pal, it's going to be great. Now let's go get in the hot tub."
Let's go get in the hot tub.
Like a PSA.
I know. All right, 938-9400. Yeah, it was a moment, boy.
Hot tub counseling.
I know. I can do so much in there.
So much.
Hey, new dad. Tell me about the birds and the bees. Let's get in the hot tub, pal.
Grab your trunks. Let's go.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
This is
the one and only
Titanic, coming back to theaters for 1 week only. It's going to be re-released next month to celebrate its 20th anniversary. It's been remastered. You know, it won billions and billions of awards, actually just 11 Academy Awards, and billions of dollars in the box office. And now it's become, you know, obviously a sensation. So $2 billion in the box office, and it's coming back from December 1st to select AMC theaters. And I'm hoping that it looks like Westroads, Council Bluffs, and Oakview in the, neighborhood.
I can't believe Alamo wouldn't go crazy. That's their jam.
That is their thing.
Is that they make a circus act out of
everything.
You know, second run movies.
Yeah.
10 years ago when they did this, they put Titanic out in theaters, and we made a big deal about it. Party went on a date.
It was actually the first time I ever saw it, remember?
Because you had never seen it, and we threw it out to the audience. Is there anyone else who's never seen Titanic? This was 10 years ago.
And someone, hadn't, so we did it. Here's a little...
Well, we wanted to know if you would cry, since you hadn't seen it.
Yeah, and I think I teared up. This is when Jack's frozen.
There's a boat, Jack.
We're assuming everyone listening has seen the end. Spoiler alert.
The boat sinks.
I swear to God, I worked in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the news anchor there had allegedly said on the news when the movie came out. They did their movie review.
No, they didn't.
And the female anchor, so this is the 90s, she said, "Yeah, but that wouldn't really happen." She goes, "That didn't really happen."
Oh, no.
And everybody on the set stared at her.
Cheryl, you're so stupid. Yes. Back to sports.
Cheryl, you're so stupid.
He's so dumb.
Here's Gary.
Well, here's your chance. If you haven't seen it on the big screen or it's been a while, it's the 20th anniversary, and it's coming for 1 week only.
Well, why doesn't he add some stuff like Lucas it up? And
I know.
So we had a caller say that. Neil deGrasse Tyson or whatever, deGrasse Tyson, said that the constellations in the original weren't accurate, so Cameron changed that.
Wow.
Maybe what else? They can put some sharks in there.
He remastered it, so I wonder if that...
circling around.
Too cold.
Oh, it is too cold. He was freezing his ass off, wouldn't he?
It says it's a remastered version, but I don't necessarily know if that's just a remix, like if they just made the sound better and updated all that stuff or made the images sharper, but...
Special effects, I think, are still pretty good when that boat goes down.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Here we go, Rose. Remember? Here we go. Hold on. It's scary when that boat's going down and they're on the very... Remember? Because they started off the front of the boat, right? I'm on top of the world.
I had to run, yeah.
And at the end, they're the last people on the very back of the boat as it goes straight down.
Well, they're going to get your chance to have a nice date night.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's 16-year-old daughter, Simone, has been named next year's Golden Globe Ambassador. She will be the model on hand to distribute all the trophies. They always pick a celebrity spawn. Previous years, the year prior, it was Jamie Foxx's daughter, Corinne. And, you know, Sylvester Stallone, his three daughters, Sophia, Sistine, and Scarlett. Remember, they all did it.
That's the first time I found out he had hot daughters.
I love the name Sistine. Sistine yeah. Stallone. How Italian can you possibly be? You have to be like a billion times Italian to have a name like that. So the Golden Globe ambassadors last year were Sylvester Stallone's three daughters. The Golden Globes, January 7th. So they're going to be coming out with nominations here in just a bit. But some of the buzz about the nominations is that movie Get Out. That came out last winter.
Yeah.
And I guess it's competing in the musical or comedy category in this year's Golden Globes. And
what is?
Everyone like, what?
Get Out is?
The spooky
yes.
one.
Yes. Get
well,
Out.
Some people kind of, I remember they were spinning at that they thought it was kind of light on the edge of a, not a light comedy, but a light scary movie.
Yeah, I would agree. It was a little hokey.
So maybe in theory, because the rules now are so wide, that you could sneak it in. It's an easier way to win, right?
Right.
Get Out.
So I guess Jordan Peele jokingly tweeted on Wednesday, Get Out is a documentary.
Oh, really?
Which, I mean, funny. He's kidding. He's not. Yeah, but but the whole idea is that Get Out as a comedy was like, I mean, certainly not a musical. I don't believe that there's really...
I can't wait to see his next project. And did anybody ever rent the last Key and Peele movie, the one that they did with their cat?
Yes.
Is it worth watching?
It's so cute. It's
What's
on
it
cable.
Called again? It's called...
It's called Keanu.
Yeah,
because that's the name of the cat. Keanu, he breaks up. It's so funny. He breaks up from his girlfriend. He's a hot mess. And then all of a sudden this kitten comes and he becomes crazy cat guy. Like, he's like, hold on, I got to tell, you know, like, Keenan comes over and he's like, well, say goodbye to Keanu. And he's like, to the cat? He's like, yeah. I mean, he becomes like that. He's put all of his relationship energy into this kitten, who quite possibly is one of the cutest kittens on the planet. They use like six.
I watched the beginning and then I must have flipped, but it's an hour and 40-minute long Key and Peele sketch. Is it worth it? I mean, do you make it to the end?
I have not made it to the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I mean, it's good. It's just you're like 30 minutes in, you're like,
you got another hour to go.
Right. It's a whole lot
watch
of cuties.
In portions.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.